from the letter to the Colossians. You must hold fast to faith, be firmly grounded and steadfast in it, unshaking in the hope promised you by the gospel you have heard. It is the gospel which has been announced to every creature under heaven. Today, in our holy hour, we are remembering especially those suffering from headaches. And St. Teresa of Avila, which I did not know, is a patron saint of those who suffer from headaches. And Paul, in talking about faith, you know, that is the ground of our center of our life, to hold fast to that, no matter what is happening, to not allow whatever is happening to shake us from that. And there are certain things that, you know, do undermine faith, things such as doubt, doubting God's presence, God's love. And those things like that come oftentimes from our situations in our life, where we perhaps don't understand it, or even worse, don't accept it. St. Teresa is actually turns out to be a good patroness for those with headaches. And we can think of headaches in two ways. Those physical headaches, which most of us have experienced, interior, not always knowing what causes it. A lot of times it's from stress and strain and tension in our muscles, worries, etc. Some people have really serious headaches, the migraine headaches, which are slowly more and more is being learned about them and remedies for them. And then there is the other kind of headache, which comes from other people. My goodness, they really are a royal pain in the neck, aren't they? And those kinds of people also can be a headache. And St. Teresa, in her life, experienced both. She had a lot of illnesses, and they speak of it like kind of a mysterious illness that she had. She would have major headaches, so serious that she would even have like heart attacks. She would faint. And one time it was so serious, this was early on in her time in the Carmel, so she was a young sister, it was so serious they thought she died. And apparently they were getting ready to bury her. And thankfully, I think it was her father who was there for all this, noticed a little bit of life still in her, so they didn't do that. But she suffered from those for a long time. But really, it was the other kind of headache that was even worse for her. As she went along in her vocation, if you know her story, she felt that she was called to reform the Carmelites. And working with St. John of the Cross, who would reform the priests and brothers of the Carmelites. And this really did give her much more headaches, if you will, from those who were not too happy with what she was doing. Because if you're going to reform someone, you are saying, in a sense, they are deformed or unformed or not doing it the right way. And this caused trouble for her when she was in her 40s, or about her 40s, been in the Carmel for a while, really started the reform when she was about 47. She was elected the head of one of the Carmels, kind of surprised by the overall head, and she decided that this was not a good thing and just wanted to kind of expel or excommunicate all those nuns who elected her, like 50 of them. And they thought, well, maybe we can send her away to another, someplace far away from here, get her out of our hair. None of that happened. But she would get a lot of calumny and verbal abuse and trouble from others. And she still had all of these physical trials and tribulations. And Teresa's way of dealing with all of this was, first of all, to offer it up to God, ask for the patience that she needed. And she had two really great virtues that she used in this: fortitude and patience. Often praying to the Holy Spirit for that, because fortitude is a gift of the Holy Spirit, patience is a fruit of the Holy Spirit. To receive these from God and to see that when people spoke ill of her and abused her in those ways, that was, as she said, making her better. But she also had a joyful spirit, kind of would accept things, and always had this kind of a good nature about her, a little bit of humor and a joy, because she stayed close to God and turned it over to the Lord always. One of her famous lines, and I know that one of our friars used to say this a lot when I was newly entered novice and brother, God save me from the surly saints, those kind of sour-faced, sourpuss kind of saints who are always going around, moaning and groaning and being martyrs, etc. And she would talk to her sisters. She was the superior. And then when they finally got permission to create this new order, because not all of them wanted to be part of this reform, she was very happy. And so she would educate and teach them and give them lessons. And these were kind of along this line of, accepting from God, being patient, having fortitude, but also receiving whatever is the abuse, if it happens, trusting in God that this is God's plan, but also forgiving the other person, always having a good disposition. And this really then is Teresa holding fast to faith, to, as Paul tells us, the hope promised you by the gospel. That whatever is happening is, as Paul would say, nothing compared to the glory to be revealed. And Teresa has her famous prayer, which I will try to remember, but I might ask our expert here to help me if I forget it. Let nothing disturb you, nothing frighten you. All things are passing. Only God endures. Those who have God have everything. And there's one more line at the end. I think there's God alone suffices. Right, how could I forget that? And so that then helps in dealing with headaches of physical nature, especially those migraine types, but also the headaches of the people around us, and to accept them. So we ask the Lord this day that we, through her intercession, and when I was in the hospital today, I mentioned this to a few of the patients, that we were praying for them, and St. Teresa, who is the patron saint of headaches, said, "Oh, that's great. I love her, and I always have headaches. That's good to know." So it works out well that we too can hold fast to faith, to the hope that is promised us, that if we have God, we have everything. God alone suffices, so that we can have a joyful spirit, a forgiving, patient life. And like Teresa, who had that hope before her, that through her intercession, one day we too may be welcomed into that glory with our Mother Mary, Saint Teresa of Avila, and all the angels and saints to praise and worship and thank God in a joyful dance forever and ever. Amen.